好，我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是惜福。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is cherishing blessings.
我们今天在主耶稣恩典里面的人，都是有福的人。
Today we are blessed because we are in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
再加上我们居住在加拿大这种环境呢，也可以说是有福的人。
And when we're living in such a beautiful country as Canada, we are also blessed.
那么有关啊，一个人有没有福气，也许对每个人的价值观不一样，那么对福气的看法就不一样。
Because every one of us have a different concept of value, we tend to see blessings differently.
像我们中国人古代的人，他们认为啊，财足寿有做三样齐备的人就是有福的人。
In Chinese tradition, a person is deemed blessed when he has money, when he has descendants, and when he
有丰富的钱财。有丰富的钱财。
With abundant money,
祖孙满堂
a lot of grandchildren or descendants,
啊，又能够啊长寿
with longevity,
就觉得呢很有福气
one would deem that he is blessed.
但是现在人的价值观又不一样
however, concepts have changed.
也有人认为钱财太多是一种重担
some see money as a burden.
又要付出很大的精神去管理它
and you need to spend much of your effort or time to manage them.
也有人认为呢，啊，孩子太多呢，啊，也是一种重担。
Some also see children as burdens.
要付出很大的精神去教养他，培养他。
Need to make much effort to educate them to raise them.
那么也有人呢，啊，觉得呢，啊，活得太老，有很多的不方便。
Some people feel that it's very inconvenient, to live a long life.
尤其啊，身体健康啊发生问题的时候
，especially when your health is deteriorating，
他不会觉得他是有福的。
A person will not feel that he is blessed。
其实人活在这个世界上
，as we live in this world，
只要他过的日子有意义的话
，as long as we have a meaningful life，
啊，这样就是有福的了。
This is count as blessing。
那么我们信耶稣的人呢？啊，跟一般啊，没有信耶稣的人看法又不太一样。
We Christians have a different concept than non-Christians.
在这个世界上，物质方面、肉体方面，啊，的确在第三者看起来他是有福的。
In this world, material-wise, we may be blessed.
但是呢，站在圣经的立场看，有时候呢，啊，不算是有福的人。
But from the point of view of the Bible, sometimes we are not blessed at all.
尤其基督徒呢，他会很看重属灵的福气。
Christians tend to look heavily upon spiritual blessings.
属物质肉体方面的福气，当然有价值的一面。
There may be some value to secular blessings.
如果再加上有属灵的福气
，If we add spiritual blessing onto it，
那当然呢，它是更有福的。
Then we are even more blessed.
那么属于肉体物质方面的福气
，As for the secular blessings。
跟天上的福气、属灵的福气呢，差别太大。
There's a great difference between secular blessings and spiritual blessings.
因为有暂时的跟永远的。
Because there's permanent and temporary ones.
这个情形不太一样的。
It is different.
但是主耶稣在世的时候
，During the ministry of Lord Jesus，
在他所阐明的道理里面
，In the teachings that he gave，
除了强调属灵方面的福气以外
，besides emphasizing a spiritual blessings，
他也要听他道理的人来遵循属于这个世界上的一些福气。
Our Lord Jesus also wanted his believers, to treasure or cherish the secular blessings.
有一次在野地的地方
，once in a wilderness，
有很多人啊跟耶稣在一起。
There are many people following Jesus.
那些人为什么在野地会跟耶稣在一起呢
？Why would these people follow Jesus into the wilderness？
因为这些人认为跟随耶稣是有福的。
Because these people feel that following Jesus is a blessing。
虽然不是在城里，是在野外。
Even though they're not in a city, but in the wilderness。
但是他们觉得非常有福气。
But they feel that they're blessed。
因为呢，可以听到主耶稣宝贵的道。
Because they can hear or listen to the precious teaching of our Lord。
这些人也曾经看到主耶稣显出神的能力，显出神迹奇事。
These people have also witnessed miracles that Jesus had performed.
所以他们认为呢，跟随耶稣，他们的眼睛、他们的耳朵是有福的。
Therefore, they deemed following Jesus a blessing to their ears and to their eyes.
其实除了这些以外，主耶稣也关心到他们的肉体生活的需要。
Besides taking care of their spiritual needs, the Lord Jesus also have taken care of their secular needs.
所以在那野地的地方，虽然呢有很多不方便的地方。
In this wild place where much is inconvenient.
但是因为主耶稣的怜悯跟他的束缚。
Because of the mercy of our Lord.
使这些人在野地呢也能够得到啊一部分的方便。
These people.Though they were in the wilderness, they also gained some convenience from our Lord.
我们请参看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
十二节十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 12 and 13.
约翰福音第六章十二节十三节。
Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 12 and 13.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来。”免得有糟蹋。十三节
Verse 13,
他们便将那五个大麦大麦饼的零碎就是众人吃了剩下的收拾起来装满了十二个篮子这是记载主耶稣在野地跟大约有五千多人在一起。
Here is a account of the Lord Jesus with 5,000 in the wilderness.
在这个时候主耶稣关怀他们就对门徒交代说你们去设法准备一些食物让这些人呢不会空着肚子回去。
Here Jesus showed his mercy to the people and asking his disciples to prepare food for the 5,000.
在这个时候门徒表示有很多的困难。
The disciples told Jesus there was some difficulty.
他们除了身边有22银子以外
they had carried with them only a little amount of money
没有其他的
besides the money they have nothing else
那也就是说这些银子要进城去买东西也是很不方便
and even with 200 denarii they could not buy enough food for 5,000
也没有办法来应付这么多的人所需要的
200 denarii is simply not enough
在这个时候有一个门徒来报告耶稣
At this time a disciple came to Jesus
说有一个小孩他带了五个大麦饼两条鱼
This disciple reported to Jesus that a lad had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish
那这个小孩也很愿意把他所带的食物呢奉献出来
And this lad was willing to share his food with others
那么主耶稣就拿着这些有限的食物呢向天祝福祷告说
With this small amount of food Lord Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed
然后呢把这些有限的食物呢就拨给这些人来享用
He then distributed the food to all those present
也就是说主耶稣在这里呢行出神迹奇事
And here Jesus had performed a miracle
把很少的食物呢祝福以后呢，给很多的人能够吃得饱。
And after he gave thanks, the small amount of food was able to feed 5,000.
那么十二节记载说，这些人都吃饱了。
Verse 12 says that everyone had their fill.
五个大麦饼，两条鱼，怎么能够让五千多人吃得饱呢
？How could 5 loaves and 2 fish feed 5,000?
所以这种神迹奇事带给这些人的福气。
And is this miracle that Jesus performed gave these people some blessings.
那么这些人吃饱以后呢，还有剩下的。
And after these people had eaten their fill, there were some leftovers.
主耶稣特别交代，不要让这些剩余的这些食物呢，糟蹋。
And Jesus instructed that let nothing be lost.
所以门徒听到主耶稣这么一交代呢，他们就把它收拾好。
Upon hearing the instruction of Lord Jesus, the disciples gathered up the leftover food.
所剩下的呢，一共有十二篮。
They found that they can fill 12 baskets with fragments.
比原先的更多。
These leftovers were more than what they had initially.
所以神的恩典临到，就会让人觉得很丰富的。
And when the blessing of God has came upon you, you will feel abundant.
但是不能够因为享受神丰富的恩典呢，就把神的恩典糟蹋的。
Even though you have received blessings from God, you should not look down upon these blessings.
还是要去爱惜这些食物。
You should love and cherish and make sure that nothing is lost.
那么主耶稣这么一交代呢，也让门徒觉得呢，祝福过的食物呢，是很重要的，要去珍惜它。
And disciples, upon hearing the instruction of Lord Jesus, realized that even food that had been blessed by our Lord should also be treasured.
我们经常所享用的东西呢，都是经过向主耶稣感谢过的。
Most often, the food that we eat are often
当然呢，我们都懂得去珍惜它。
We of course would know how to cherish them.
那么有关这一件神迹奇事呢，在四福音里面呢，全部都有记录的。
And this.This account of miracle was recorded in all four Gospels.
马太福音十四章里面记载，主耶稣拿到五个饼拿两条以后呢，就向天祝福啊。
In the book of Matthew, it records that after Jesus had received the food, he looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God.
那么在马可福音第六章也记载祝福。
Mark it also said blessings.
在路加福音第九章里面也记载祝福。
In Luke.It also says blessings.
那么只有在约翰福音第六章这边中文是说祝谢祷告。
Only in the Gospel of John it says give thanks.
那么我们从福音这四个地方所记载的，让我们知道这一处呢，主耶稣啊，经过他的祝福以后，才能够显出这么丰富的。
Here we see that this miracle was only possible after Jesus had given thanks.
因此呢，这些食物让这些人能够享用呢，可以说是神丰富的恩典。
Therefore, it is the blessing of God that these people were able to eat their fill.
这些食物经过祝福以后呢，就跟平常的食物就不一样。
And these food after they had been blessed, they will be different from other food.
保罗在他的书信里面曾经这么强调。
In one of the epistles, Paul once wrote,
凡物都是神所创造的。
Everything is created by God.
那么借着神的道跟人的祈求。
It is through the praying of people and the word of God.
那么这些食物就成为圣洁的。
And these food had become holy.
请看提摩太前书第五章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第四章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
提摩太前书第四章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁。
For then it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer.
这里提到有关呢人所领受的食物。
Here's about food.
是神是给我们的。
Food is something that God has given us.
那么在神所造的这些食物里面，借着神的道跟我们虔诚的祈求。
And the food that God created is through the word of God and through prayer.
让这些食物成为更圣洁更有价值。
Through these two, our food has become more valuable.
所以更不能呢把它糟蹋掉的。
And therefore we should not waste it.
所以主耶稣在那一次让五千多人能够吃得饱。
And Jesus was able to feed 5,000.
他再交代不要把剩余的呢把它糟蹋掉。
He then instructed that let nothing be lost.
这也提醒了我们在日常生活当中
Here's a reminder
就是耶稣的恩典让我们各方面都很丰富但是呢不能把它糟蹋掉
It reminds us that in our daily life we have received abundant blessings from the Lord and therefore we should not waste these blessings
但是有时候呢人很难去酌量这些食物
But sometimes it is hard for us to estimate
比如说我们安息日中午呢借着爱主的弟兄姐妹呢准备的午餐
For example, during Sabbath afternoon or noon, we have lunch.
有时候呢，一个人对他聚集的这个数量呢，也很难去酌量它。
Sometimes it is hard for us to tell how hungry we are.
如果太多的话，吃不完，就不得不要把它倒掉。
Sometimes when we take too much food, we have to throw them away.
那这样呢，就把它糟蹋掉。
And this way, we are wasting food.
所以有的人知道聚集呢很难去把它衡量这些食物要多少才能够吃得饱
There are some people having difficulty to realize how much food they actually need
他 他就先拿啊比较少一点，如果觉得不饱再拿一次。
And therefore they would take very little the first time, and when they're still hungry, they will come for a second helping.
那如果一次拿太多吃不完，要倒掉又可惜，要出下去呢又很难过。
And if they have taken too much for the first time, they would be too full to eat, and it would be a waste to throw the rest away.
所以有的弟兄姐妹几次经验以后呢，他就会比较懂得酌量自己的需要。
And therefore, after several times, some brothers and sisters would know how much food they need.
才不会把主耶稣的恩典呢糟蹋掉。
And by doing so, they would not be wasting the blessings of our Lord.
那么有关属灵的福气呢
？And as to the spiritual blessings，
跟属世的福气差别太大。
There is a vast difference between spiritual blessings.
当然呢，
blessings.
我们更懂得怎样去啊爱惜它。
And of course, we should learn to love these blessings.
已经临到我们属灵的福气，我们要懂得去珍惜它。
And for the spiritual blessings that had already come upon us, we should cherish them.
当然呢，这些属灵的福气呢，相当丰富，是多方面的。
And these blessings, composes many.
但是属世方面、属物质方面呢，也有神的恩典在里面。
But there are also grace of God in our secular blessings.
啊，我想提出几点给大家做参考。
I'd like to raise a few points for our mutual encouragement.
啊，第一点就是有关呢，啊，财务方面。
Versus money-wise.
也就是说，有钱不要把它呢花尽。
In other words, if you are rich, do not spend all your money.
虽然呢钱很多，但是不要把它花尽。
You may have a lot of money, but do not spend it all.
虽然有钱是一种福气。
Even though it's a blessing to be rich.
但是呢要去爱惜它。
But you should love this money.
但圣经记载有几个例子，也可以给我们做参考。
And there are several examples in the Bible that can be a teaching to us.
根据主耶稣所讲的比喻当中，让我们了解。
Among the parables that Jesus has given us.
一个人有钱财，也可以说呢，主耶稣给他一个责任，就是成为管家。
We learn from the parables that we must be like a housekeeper.
让他来。管理这些钱财
We must manage these money
那一个管家呢如果把主人交托给他的这些财物把它糟蹋掉浪费掉
If the housekeeper or the manager were to waste the master's money
当然呢主人的主意的天上的神呢会不舒服的
Of course the God in heaven would not be pleased
主耶稣在路加福音十六章里面曾经提到有一个主人
In Luke chapter 16, Jesus gave a parable.
他善用了一位管家。
That there was a rich man who had a steward.
但是这位管家呢，却把主人的财物呢浪费掉。
And this steward was wasting away his master's goods.
后来呢，主人就解除他的职务。
And so the master decided to let him go.
我们请看路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 16.
第一节第二节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 1 and 2.
路加福音十六章第一节第二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 16 verses 1 and 2.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。第二节。
Verse 2.
主人叫他来。对他说我听见你做事怎么样呢把你所经管的交代明白因为你不能再做我的管家这里主耶稣提到一个不义的管家
Here Lord Jesus mentioned about a steward a dishonest steward
主人把他的财物呢就托他管理
The master had allowed the steward to take charge of all his accounts
所以在职务上他是一位管家
Therefore, in his position, he is a steward
但他却把主人的财物呢浪费掉
Yet he squandered away the goods of his master
好比我们今天在世界上我们一切所有的都是主耶稣赐给我们的
Likewise, everything we have in this world is given to us by God
我们在肉体上我这个家我就是主耶稣的管家
And our house in this world is, in this house of ours, we are the housekeeper or the steward.
我在教会里面，在神的家，也是呢，主耶稣的管家。
And in the church, in the house of God, we are also stewards.
那么我们这个管家的族父呢，也可以啊管理自己的。
And with a position as a steward, we can also manage ourselves.
那么也就是说，主耶稣给我们的，我们不要把它浪费。
In other words, what Jesus had given us, we should not waste it away.
啊，能够做在有意义的事上。
We must spend our money on something meaningful.
这样也就是说，我们懂得啊去珍惜我们这种福分。
In this way, we're showing that we cherish this blessing.
同样在路加福音十五章里面，主耶稣有讲了三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus gave three parables.
那么第三个比喻呢，就是浪子的比喻。
The third parable is the parable of the prodigal son.
这个浪子的比喻当中呢，啊，就是记载有一个父亲有两个儿子。
This parable is about a father who had two sons.
大儿子安分守己在家里跟父亲在一起。
The older son was living at home with his father.
小儿子呢，要求父亲把财产分给他。
The younger son requested that the father give him his share of the property and squanders it all.
他父亲就把他的财产分给他。
The father, upon giving his
property, 那这个小儿子就带着说父亲给他的这些财物呢，就跑到远方。
This younger son took all he had and left on a journey.
他在那边呢，啊，觉得父亲没有在身边，他自由了。
In a far country, he felt that he was free from his father.
他可以真正的做自己的主人。
And he can finally be his own master.
但是他却忽略了这些呢，都是他父亲给他的。
But he seemed to have forgotten that everything he had was given to him by his father.
他以为呢，今天他当主人，他就可以全部把它浪费掉。
He believed that as a master, he had the right to squander everything he had.
父亲把财产分给他
The father had given him his share of the property,
让他成为一个有福气的儿子
and so that he had become a blessed man.
但是他却不懂得惜福啊
But he does not cherish his blessings.
他把这些钱财都花尽了
He squandered all the money.
请看路加福音十五章
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
十三节十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
路加福音十五章十三节十四节
Luke chapter 15 verses 13 and 14
过了不多几日小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了在那里任意放荡浪费储财十四节
14
既耗尽了一切所有的又一早那地方大遭饥荒就穷苦起来这里记载这个小儿子呢，啊，他就往远方去了。
Here says the younger son took his journey into a far country.
把他父亲给他的这些财物呢，啊，就浪费掉。
And there he squandered his property.
十四节记载他耗尽了一切所有的。
And verse 14 says that he had spent everything.
所以在很短的时间里面呢，他就成为没有福气的了。
And in a very short period of time, he became.A person with no blessings.
因为他不懂得珍惜父亲给他这些财物啊。
Because he did not cherish the money that his father had given him.
他就尽量呢啊把它啊花掉。
He spent every single penny he had.
花尽了一切所有的。
When he ran out of money,
就在远荒的地方成为一个非常穷困的人。
And in this far country, he began to be a very poor man.
在那边过着很狼狈的生活。
He lived a very loose life and a very poor life.
要不是他醒悟过来，懂得回到父家。
If it weren't for his enlightenment that he should return to his father's house,
也许他就在外地在那边消灭掉了。
Perhaps he would have perished in this foreign land.
所以一个呢不懂得惜福的人是非常危险的。
Therefore, a person who does not cherish his blessings is a dangerous man.
所以从主耶稣所讲的比喻当中，让我们了解。
From this parable, we understand.
神的恩典给我们，也是给我们一种责任。
That the blessing of our Lord is also a responsibility.
我们再请参看路加福音十二章四十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
路加福音十二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托给谁，就向谁多要。 主耶稣在这边提到这个神给我们的各方面的福气。
Here Jesus says that our Lord has given us many blessings.
那么这些福气呢，也是呢托给每个人的一种责任。
And these blessings are responsibility entrusted to each one.
财务方面，主耶稣多给你，也是给你一种责任。
Financial wise, if you have more money, it is your responsibility to manage it.
所以在这边，主耶稣强调，多给谁就向谁多取呀。
And therefore, Jesus says that everyone to whom much is given of him will much be required.
多托给谁啊？多重的责任就向谁啊？多要的责任啊，多重的责任。也就是说，主耶稣给你的责任比较重。
Jesus may have given you a heavier responsibility.
那么主耶稣向你所要求的这些工作的果效呢，当然也比较多。
And hence much is required of you from your result.
比如说我们当传道的人，比较有讲道的恩赐。
For example, as pastors, we may have the gift of a giving speech.
也许在弟兄姐妹的心目中他是有福的。
Perhaps to brothers and sisters, he is blessed.
那么这种恩赐呢，是主耶稣赏赐给我们的。
Such talent is a gift of God.
那么多托给谁呢？主耶稣就向谁多要。
If this responsibility is entrusted to you, then much will be required from you.
或者是在教会里面的一种职务比如说教会目前我们有负责人。
It could be a position in the church, like in our church, we have a church committee members.
有教务负责人、总务负责人、财务负责人。
We have brothers in charge of financial affairs, religious affairs, and general affairs.
能够被选上，能够蒙主耶稣用他。
You have been elected, you have been used by God.
这是一种有福的人。
This is a blessing.
但是呢，相对的，对这种人呢，主耶稣对他的要求当然也更多啊。
But at the same time, much is also required from these people.
所以有的人觉得这种福气很难得，懂得去珍惜它。
There are some people who feel that these are very rare opportunities, and therefore they would cherish it.
懂得爱惜这一份责任。
They would cherish this position they have.
就能够忠心去做这些工作。
And therefore they were very faithful to their position.
同样的在钱财方面
Similarly, money-wise,
有的人奋斗一生还是只能够过着安定的生活
Some may have toiled all his life and all they have got was a better life
那么有的人呢他真的有赚钱的恩赐
And there are also people who had the talent of earning money
以前我们在台湾在南部有一位长老
In the past, in the southern part of Taiwan, there was an elder.
他比较年轻的时候在泰国开工厂。
When this elder was young, he had a factory in Thailand.
他在泰国的铁工厂规模相当大。
And this factory was a huge one.
赚了很多钱。
He earned a lot of money.
但是因为呢在政治上的改变。
But because of a change in the political scene,
让他在一夜之间一切都没有了。
In one night, he lost everything.
当他回到台湾以后
When he returned to Taiwan,
他认为当传道最好。
He felt that being a pastor is the best.
那时候早期呢，也没有神学院的设立只要他有心想要当传道就出来当传道。
In those days, there wasn't a theological college, therefore anyone who wanted to be a pastor can just come out.
但是呢，他当没有多久呢，觉得不太适合，因为他没有这种恩赐。
And after some time being a pastor, he felt that he was not a talented one.
他要准备讲一篇道理，就让他头大，很难去准备。
He would have a headache every time he was preparing a sermon.
后来有一位长老告诉他
Once an elder said to him,
你没有当传道恩赐，你还是辞掉回去做你能够做的事情。
He said that you do not have the talent of being a pastor. Why don't you resign from your post and go back to what you used to do?
后来呢，他就发挥他的恩赐。
And later he truly used his talents.
他起先做了一些这个唱片，非常成功。
He was making some records and he was very successful.
但是这位长老呢，因为他听到另一位长老告诉他，这个时候他还没有安立长老。
At this point, this young elder was not ordained yet.
说你有赚钱的恩赐，你就去做生意。
He heard from another elder that advised him that if you have the talent to make money, go and do business.
那么你把你所赚的能够呢，多多做在神的家中教会里面。
And use the money that you have earned on the house of God.
后来他真的呢就这样去做。
And later he followed this advice.
那么对教会的贡献也相当大。
And he had made much contribution to the church.
这位爱主的长老已经呢回到天国了。
This elder had passed away already.
因为他懂得呢主耶稣多给谁就向谁多要。
He understood that to whom much is given of him will much be required.
那另外告诉他的这位长老呢，他一辈子当传道。
And the other elder that gave him this advice, he was a pastor all his life.
那么他能够出来当传道，也是因为感激主耶稣的恩典给他，让他在
post, and when he felt that his health was failing him, our Lord Jesus gave him better health.
那么后来呢，他就献身当传道，一辈子呢，就尽他应尽的责任。
Because of that, he decided to devote himself to the work of God.
因为主耶稣对这方面呢，都托给他，就向他多要。
Because Jesus had entrusted much to him, therefore much of him will be required.
所以我们在哪一方面，主耶稣多给我们，也相对的，主耶稣就向我们都要。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus has given you a lot of talents, then He will require much of you.
我们请参看雅各书第三章第一节。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第三章第一节。
James chapter 3, verse 1.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅。因为晓得我们要受更重的判断，你能够有做师傅的这种恩赐。
If you have the talent of becoming a teacher,
那么就要尽师傅的这种责任去发挥啊。
Then you should use your talent and teach.
比如说，当传道教训人。
For example, a pastor preaches.
好像做师傅的。
It's just like the teachers.
但是呢，做人呢，他将来在主耶稣的面前要负更重的责任。
But these people in the future when they face the Lord Jesus, they have much responsibility.
那么除了在这个恩赐方面以外，
besides this talent wise blessings,
还有其他的主耶稣给他的恩典也是相对的。
There are also other graces.
我们再请参看马太福音十一章。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 1.
21节到24节。马太福音11章21节到24节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse
21 to 24. 哥拉信啊，你有祸了，伯赛大，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。22节。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗西顿所受的，比你们还容易受的。23节。加百隆啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在所多玛，他还可以存到今日。主耶稣在这边责备几个城啊。
Here our Lord Jesus is rebuking some cities.
这几个城呢，比其他的城市呢有福气啊。
These cities are maybe more blessed than others.
因为主耶稣在那边显出很多的神迹奇事啊。
Because there, Lord Jesus, or God may have shown much miracles there.
使那些城里面有很多的困难得到解决啊。
And many of the problems in those cities resolved.
所以这些城市的人觉得我们真的很有福气啊。
And therefore, the people in those cities may be more blessed than us.
那么这些人所受的恩典很大。
These people may have received much blessings or grace.
但很遗憾的，这几个城里面的人呢，不懂得敬畏神。
But unfortunately, the people of those cities did not worship God.
因为他们徒受神的恩典。
And therefore, they have wasted the blessings of God.
所以主耶稣在这边说啊。哥拉信啊，伯赛大啊。
Jesus said Chorazin, Bethsaida.
这些人呢，享受神的恩典很丰富啊。
They have received much blessings.
但是呢，在推罗西顿就比较少。
And the blessings are less in Tyre and Sidon.
他们享受不到这些神迹奇事。
And those two cities, Tyre and Sidon, did not have much blessings.
所以主耶稣在叹息，如果呢，他显在哥拉逊、伯赛大的这些神迹奇事，显在推罗西顿就好了。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says that if he had shown his mighty works in Tyre and Sidon, it would be better.
因为他知道推罗西顿的人比较谦卑，懂得悔改。
Because he knew that the people in Tyre and Sidon were more humble and they would repent.
所以他说，当审判的时候呢，推罗西顿虽然没有机会享受到神的恩典。
Therefore, he said that in Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment, even though they have not received any blessings.
但是他们呢，将来同样的不敬畏神、不认识神，但所受的刑罚就比较轻。
In Tyre and Sidon, even though they have not received much blessings and they have not repented, but they shall have a lesser judgment.
反而那些呢，蒙受神恩典丰富的城市，不懂得敬畏神的。
On the other hand, those cities that have seen much works of our Lord Jesus,
审判的时候就比较重。
On the day of the judgment, they shall have a heavier sentence.
因为他们蒙受的恩典多，当然呢，责任呢也就重。
Because they have received much blessings, therefore their responsibilities likewise be heavier.
所以主耶稣给我们的恩典，让我们成为一个有福的人。
It is the grace of Lord Jesus that we are blessed.
我们不要呢，把这些恩典呢，花尽。
Do not use up all these blessings.
懂得去珍惜它。
We should cherish them.
所以主耶稣所说的，这个路加福音15章里面，这个浪子呢，就是不懂珍惜他父亲给他的。
And therefore, the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, he is one who does not know how to cherish his blessings.
把他父亲给他的都花尽了。
He has spent everything his father had given him.
也就是说，他本来在福中不知福啊。
Initially, he was a blessed man, yet he did not realize it.
所以今天我们在神的家中有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Today in the house of God, we have many brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly.
我们能够懂得珍惜主耶稣给我们的这一份福气啊。
We must cherish this blessing that our Lord has bestowed upon us.
所以在钱财方面，有的人就懂得来奉献给主。
And therefore, many people know that they should offer their money to God.
主耶稣说，这样是积存财宝在天上。
Jesus says that this is gathering your treasure up in heaven.
在地面上有福，在天上也是有福的。And
on earth you may be blessed, but in heaven you're also blessed.
所以有时候呢，属物质的福气跟属灵的福气好像有一点连带关系啊。Sometimes
we see a connection between our secular blessings and spiritual blessings.
但是不懂得去爱惜这一份福气的人，就好像就没有连带关系的。And
for those who do not cherish such blessings, you don't see the connection at all.
所以我们能够懂得呢，去爱惜主耶稣给我们这一份的福气。
Therefore, we should try to cherish these blessings.
怎样去善用它？
And we should make use of them.
那么这种福气呢，跟属灵的福气，有时候呢就有互相效应的。And
therefore, we see a connection between these secular blessings and spiritual blessings.
我们请参看路加福音12章33节。
Let's now turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 33.
路加福音12章33节。
Gospel Luke chapter 12, verse 33.
你们要变卖所有的，周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是劫不能进、虫不能住的地方。34节。
34。因为你们的财宝在那里，你们的心也在那里。主耶稣在这边提到，能够为自己预备不永不坏的钱囊。Here, Lord Jesus says that to prepare or provide for yourself a purse that do not grow old.
那么也就是说，有钱财总的奉献，主耶稣呢会在赐福给他的。And
for those who have money and they offer the money, our Lord Jesus will bless them.
树上的数学跟天国的数学是不太一样的。The
mathematics of this world, the mathematics of heaven are different.
少收入多支出呢，就会变成贫穷的。If
you spend more than you earned, you will be poor.
所以有的人懂得呢，收支平衡啊。
And for some people know how to balance the checkbook.
但是天国的数学呢，往往不是按照这样的。
But the mathematics of heaven is different.
有的人他懂得感恩啊。
Some people know that they should repay God.
结果主耶稣赐给他呢，用不完的钱囊。
And therefore, our Lord Jesus has blessed them with more money.
好像一口水井啊，活水一直的涌上来一样。
It's just like a well where the water keep welling up.
所以在我们教会里面呢，啊，经常有这种体会。
And in this church, we have seen such incidents.
当我们教会需要啊建设的，我们热心去建设。
Where there is something that needs to be constructed in this church, we should dedicate ourselves to it.
相对的，弟兄姐妹呢，更热心去奉献。
Likewise, brothers and sisters are more willing to offer.
所以教会的财政上就不会发生困难的。
Therefore, we will not have any financial difficulties in this church.
这是主耶稣啊，在这边告诉我们的价值观啊。
Here is a little lesson on the value. On value.
那么对个人来说呢
？And individually speaking.
我们也可以为自己积存美好的根基啊，就是在天上。
We can also store for ourselves wonderful treasures in heaven.
我们请参看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
17-19节。
Verse 17-19.
提摩太前书第六章十七节到十九节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 to verse 19.
你要祝福那些金束富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给你们享受的神。十八节。
18.
又要祝福他们行善，在好树上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
19.
为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们除定那真正的生命。这里提到说，金束富足的人。
Here says that for those who are rich in this world.
当然呢，这些人呢，在一般人的心目中也是有福的。
And these people, these rich people, may be seen as blessed ones also in this world.
尤其在神恩典里面的人。
Especially in the grace of God.
但是他能够多行善事。
But if they were to do charity with this money,
对圣工上有多奉献，
they offer much in their holy work.
当然呢，他在好树上、善树上呢，也要成为富足有福的人。
And they shall also be rich in good deeds.
十九节在这边提到说，能够为自己积存美好的根基啊。
Verse 19 says that they are laying up for themselves a good foundation for the future.
这是预备将来。
This is to prepare for the future.
因为有这种根基呢，就不会倒下去的。
If you have a good foundation, you will stand firm.
因为有这种根基呢，就很稳固啊。
Because you have this good foundation, you will not fall.
就能够一直的站在神的恩典里面的这种有福的人呐。
Then you are indeed a blessed person because you are able to stand firm in the blessings of God.
并且他真正的生命，属灵的生命呢，能够更旺盛。旺盛起来。
And you shall have an even more lively spiritual life.
所以我们要怎样去惜福呢？
So how do we cherish blessings?
也就是说，有钱不要把它花尽。
One way is not to squander all your money.
我们再谈一点呢。
Let us raise another point.
有钱是，也是一种福气啊。权柄的钱。
It is also a blessing to have power and authority.
比如说圣经里面记载有一些君王。
For example, in the Bible, there are some records of kings.
他可以发号施令。
These kings can give commands.
千百万的百姓听从他。
And thousands upon thousands of citizens or subjects will listen to him.
因为他是一国之尊啊，有权术啊。
Because he is a king of a country.
但是这一种君王呢，也是神给他一种责任。
But this kingship is a responsibility from God.
不是要来压迫百姓。
It is not to suppress the people.
是要来爱护这些百姓的。
Rather to love his subjects.
但是有些君王呢，少部分君王就靠自己的权术呢，去压迫百姓。
There are a small number of rulers who suppress his people.
让百姓没有办法去反抗。
The people are able to defend for themselves.
懂得惜福的君王呢，他不会有权势就把他靠近。
A person, a king who understands his authority would not misuse them.
在列王记上二十一章里面记载以色列王亚哈。
In First Kings chapter 21, it gives an account of an Israeli king Ahab.
有一天呢，他在他王宫附近啊，啊，在散步的时候。
Once when he was taking a walk around his palace,
他看到啊，一个葡萄园，相当好啊，跟他的王宫呢很靠近。
He saw a vineyard near his palace, and he would like to have it.
他就心想啊，这个主人如果肯把他的葡萄园卖给我，那多好。
He thought to himself that it would be wonderful if the owner of the vineyard were to give him his land.
他就啊交代部下去探听，就知道啊是一个老百姓所拥有的。
He sent his servants to ask around and found out who is the owner.
那以色列王就啊跟他联络啊，说你是不是可以把啊这个葡萄园卖给我？
And King Ahab went to the owner and asked if he could have this vineyard.
我可以用高价位向你买。
And he's willing to pay a good price for this land.
没想到啊，这个忠厚的老百姓呢，他不是看钱很重的。
But this honest vineyard owner does not.
他告诉王啊，我不能够把祖先留给我的啊这个啊地呢啊卖给你。
This vineyard owner does not really cherish money, therefore he said to Ahab that this is an inheritance from his fathers.
因为我的先人留下给我的产业，我要懂得去珍惜它。
That he should cherish this piece of land because it is an inheritance from his forefathers.
那以色列王呢？啊，一听到这样呢，就很想不开呀。
And this king Ahab was very sad.
他本来想可以用很多的钱啊就可以买到他心所爱的，增加他的乐趣。
He was upset because he couldn't buy this piece of vineyard.
没想到这个老百姓呢啊却不领情啊。
He was willing to pay a good price for it, but this owner was turning him down.
拒绝他的好意。
Turned down his good offer.
所以一个君王呢啊就因为这样啊他身为一个君王就闷闷不乐。
Because of this small little matter as a king, he was very sad or upset.
吃不下睡不着。
Refused food, couldn't sleep.
王后看他这种情形啊心里很难过。
Well, the queen saw it, she was upset too.
就告诉他。
And she said to him,
你是一国的君王。
You are the king of this nation.
你有很大的权势啊。
You have great power and authority.
你想要做都可以实现。
You can do everything you wish.
你何必这样不快乐看不开呢？
Why be so upset over a little matter?
我替你想办法。
That I will come up with a plan for you.
王后的观点就不一样。
The point of view of this queen was different.
请看列王记上二十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上二十一章第七节。
First Kings chapter 21 verse 7.
列王记上二十一章第七节。
First Kings chapter 21 verse 7.
王后耶洗别对亚哈说：“你现在是治理以色列国不是？主管起来，心里畅畅快快的吃饭，我必将耶稣列人拿伯的葡萄园给你。”王后所说的话。
The words we hear from the Queen Jezebel.
让我们知道她的心态，她有权势就要靠近她的权势。
We understand that she is a woman who misuses her power.
就发挥她的权势啊。
She decided to make full use of them.
后来真的啊，这位忠厚的老百姓拿伯的葡萄园就归王了。
And at last, we see that.Jezebel had indeed taken over this piece of vineyard from Naboth.
因为王后呢，靠着她丈夫君王的权势呢，来办理这件事情。
She used the power and authority of Ahab to dealt with Naboth.
这就是呢，啊，有权势呢，把她的权势靠近。
And therefore, this is a misuse of authority and power.
后来以色列王受到神人先知的咒诅非常大。
And we see that later on there was a curse on the king.
王后耶洗别呢更惨啊。
And the ending of the queen was even worse.
连死都无葬身之地。
Even she died, she has no place to bury her. There is no place to bury her.
也没有办法找到她完整的尸体啊。
And no one can find a complete body.
身为一个尊贵的王后，为什么有这种下场呢
？As a queen, why did she have such tragic endings?
因为她不懂得珍惜啊这一份福气啊。
Because she did not cherish her blessing.
有权势，就呢啊靠近了她的权势。
She has power and authority, and she misused them.
啊，欺压百姓。
She oppressed her people.
那么在圣经里面也有一些呢，她有权势呢，却能够呢。啊，去爱护百姓的。
There are also some kings in the Bible, who loved his people.
像创世纪里面记载耶稣的故事，他是埃及国的宰相。
For example, in the book of Genesis, it gives an account of Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt.
他的上面只有埃及王。
And above him was the Pharaoh of Egypt.
他的下面所有的百姓都能够听从他。
And underneath him are all the people of Egypt, and they all heed his words.
但是耶稣是一个有爱心的宰相。
But Joseph was a prime minister with much love.
他的哥哥们在年轻的时候得罪了他。
His brothers had sinned against him in his youth.
他没有借着他今天的权势呢，来报一箭之仇啊。
He did not misuse his power to take revenge for himself.
他反而发慈悲怜悯，去爱护照顾这些他年老的这些哥哥们。
Rather, with much love, he forgave his brothers and took care of them.
这个在创世纪里面的记录呢，非常感动人的。
And this is a very touching account in Genesis.
因为耶稣懂得惜福啊。
Because Joseph treasured and cherished his blessings.
不止耶稣。
Not only Joseph.
在但以理书里面记载，但以理呢蒙受重用的时候。
In the book of Daniel, give us a record of Daniel when he was used by the king.
当他靠着神的恩典高升到当总理的时候。
When he, with the blessings of God, he was able to be promoted to a prime minister.
他有这种权势呢，他懂得去照顾他的同龄啊，就是他的同胞啊。
With such power, he was able to take care of his fellow people.
圣经特别强调，但以理为了这些同龄呢，啊，向王求好处啊。
And the Bible tells us that Daniel asked the king, asked on behalf of his people good things from the king.
因为他懂得珍惜他这一份族份，来为他的同胞求好处。
And he looked upon heavily on his position, therefore he asked the king for favors.
所以圣经提到要求王恩的人很多啊。向王求恩等的人很多。
In the Bible says there are many people who ask favors from the king.
但是不见得每个人都能够实现的。
But not all of them could have the favors.
我们请参看箴言二十九章二十六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言二十九章二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 26.
求王恩的人多，定人数乃在耶和华。我们教会弟兄姐妹啊
，The brothers and sisters in our church，
当他学校毕业以后
，The brothers and sisters in our church after they have graduated，
也许他会去拜托一些亲戚朋友啊，请他们介绍能够谋得啊一个职位。
They may have asked the relatives for favors, hoping to get a job。
但是在这过程当中，总没有忘记祷告。
This process of seeking employment, they have not forgotten about God.
很多人好像在求王恩啊。
Many people ask God for a job, and they're like seeking favors from a ruler.
但是真正定人数是在耶和华真神的。
But it is the Lord that a man gets justice.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹，有的人就是懂得啊这种啊神的美意啊。
And their brothers and sisters in our church who understood the will of God.
处处能够啊祷告神啊。
And all they could do was pray to God.
那么但以理他也知道定人数是在乎神。
And Daniel also understood this point.
他能够当总理啊，这是神给他的。
He understood that it is a blessing of God that he was able to be a prime minister.
或者是耶稣他能够当宰相也是神给他的。
And just like Joseph, who understood that he was a prime minister of Egypt because of God.
他们没有靠他们的权势呢来靠近的。
And they have not misused their authority.
反而借着他们的权势呢，来爱人、帮助人。
Rather, they would help the people or love the people using their authority.
那么这种人就继续在他的福中享受他的福气。
And these people can continue enjoying the blessings.
当年在圣经里面记载，除了这些有福的人，还有一些属灵方面的福气。
Besides these blessed people, there are also special blessings recorded in this Bible.
我们懂得去遵循它。
We must cherish them.
就让我们继续在福中享受神的恩典呐。
Then let us continue to enjoy ourselves in the blessings of God.
那下午呢，就跟各位谈一部分。
And then this afternoon, I'll mention just a few points.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们各位。
May our Lord Jesus help us.
啊，作为一个有福的人。
Let us all be a blessed person.